clouds, a boy perches on a crescent moon and dangles his fishing rod over the edge. Underneath it reads, DreamWorks Animation, SKG. Then, a penguin smacks the boy over the head. Four penguins take the boy's place.
Well done, boys. Looks like ice-cold sushi for breakfast.
Skipper the penguins picked up the fishing rod. Behind him, Kowalski, Private Enrico high-five each other. Beneath the clouds, a distant mountain presides over a golden grassy plain where a lion cubs leaping up and down playfully.
No, no, son, over here.
See the lion? Look at the lion and you get the lion.
A lion's waving a toy rattle.
Now, son, if you're going to grow up and be like your daddy someday, you got to learn how to fight.
Dada.
Alligator, let me show you something, okay? You see this mark? You and me are the same. And when you're bigger, you're going to be alpha lion just like your daddy. Now, let me see you fight. Ready? No alligator, no dancing. You just amuse yourself, don't you? Ooh, you're a strange kid. You're a strange one. Oh, come on, let's try it again.
Behind them lurks another lion.
Doggone it.
It's so disappointing when they don't grow up the way you want them to.
Well, come on. You're not challenging me again, are you?
Look on the bright side, Zuba. After I defeat you and take over as Alpha Lion, you'll have so much more time to spend with your pathetic excuse of a son.
Before I kick your butt, let me ask you. Why do you even want to become the Alpha Lion?
I'm better looking, I have better hair, I'm deceivingly smart, and I want everyone else to do what I say. We'll fight on three. One.
Pay attention, Alligator. Daddy's gonna show you how it's done.
Two, three!
Zuba and Makunga start to fight, while Zuba's lion cub son, Alex, chases a butterfly. He accidentally swallows it, then burps it back out again. Then, Alex chases a knotted rope that's being pulled along the ground and into the long golden grass.
Who's the alpha lion?
You are.
Don't you forget it. And that, Alakay, is how you attack.
Alakay?
A hunter's pulling the rope.
Ha! That's it. Here, kitty, kitty.
Ah, this one's a beauty. He'll be worth a few bucks.
Yeah, it just gets easier and easier.
Alligator! Alligator!
Zuba spots the hunter's 4x4.
No, no, no!
Alex is trapped in a wooden crate on the back of the 4x4. Zuba races after them through dense forest and leaps onto the back of the vehicle.
Alligator! Daddy got you! Hold on!
Zuba falls off the truck. The hunter's vehicle skids out of control. Alex's crate tumbles off the back and down a rocky hill into a river below. Back in the forest, Zuba's nursing a gunshot wound to his left ear. The hunters drive off through the forest.
Daddy!
Zuba's chasing after the hunters, unaware Alex's crate is floating in the river running parallel to the forest path beyond the trees. Inside the crate, Alex is sitting in a corner, wide-eyed and afraid. Now, it's floating on the open sea.
I've been around the world in a
Madagascar. Escape to Africa. Now the crate has a gull nesting on top of it as it floats past the Statue of Liberty. On dry land, the crate is opened to reveal Alex inside, clutching a fish. Later still, he's placed down on a newspaper with the headline, Lion Cub Fished from Sea. He walks forward and peers at the people outside his enclosure. Then, he peers down at the dancing lion design on the stone podium he's standing on. He holds his front paws up in a fighting pose, delighting the crowd. Then he starts to dance. Behind him, watching, are a zebra, a hippo, and a giraffe.
I don't like the looks of this guy.
Well, I think he's kind of cute.
I think he's kind of a show-off.
You think he's cute?
Alex leaps into the air, spins around, and lands again. Now, he's much bigger, having grown from a cub into a young lion.
I don't think he's kind of a show-off.
You gotta give it to him. The guy's an animal.
Maybe he should take a break. You know, we could all use a vacation.
Come on, where on earth would we go on vacation?
I don't know about you, but I want to go to Connecticut.
On the loose, several animals, including the world-famous Alex the Lion, the King of New York, escaped from the Central Park Zoo tonight. The escapees were finally cornered in Grand Central Station.
He was a very bad kitty.
Animal rights activists, who convinced zoo officials to have the escaped animals sent to Africa, were stunned to learn that the shipping freighter carrying the animals was reported missing today.
Tonight, hundreds of New Yorkers have gathered at the Central Park Zoo to mourn the loss of their beloved zoo animals. The question on everyone's mind, where are they now?
Alex's paw and Marty the zebra's hoof are tapping to the beat, while Melman the giraffe hula hoops flower garlands on his long neck. Gloria the hippo shakes her rear along with the others as they rise upwards in a bamboo lift raised by a series of cogs and vine pulleys. The lift shaft they're travelling within is attached to the side of a giant tree. At the top is a silver aeroplane and a massive gathering of lemurs. The lift comes to a halt at the top of the tree and the doors open.
Move it.
He likes to move it.
She likes to move it.
We like to
move it.
I like to move it.
Don't
move
this one.
It.
I like
I
to
never
move
get
it.
Stale.
We like to
move it.
We're gonna miss you, little fuzz buckets. You guys have been a great crowd.
Glad we can introduce you to the toilet.
Yeah.
If you ever come to look at Central Manhattan, feel free to call first. Seriously though, call. Okay.
All right, settle down, everybody. Be quiet. You can't leave without this.
Hey, surprise, Briggs. Check it. Oh, yeah, I'm a lady, everyone. I'm a lady. Not really. It's me, King Julian. Which of you is attracted to me?
A lemur wearing a crown.
Yes. Hey, Briggs. You would be very glad to hear that I am coming with you.
Oh, no, thank you.
Yes, thank you. It's my plane. Until I return with the spoils from the new country, Stevie will be in charge.
A stripy gecko.
I don't think they like that idea so much, Julian.
What is that you're saying, Stevie? Oh. No.
What?
No, you didn't say that. How's that even possible? Naughty little thing. Stevie says...
Let them eat cake.
Juliet, wait for me! I'm all fat, and I've got a whole itinerary planned.
Oh, no! Mark, he's so annoying. Don't let him on. Stop that thing. He's carrying scissors and hand cream. Let's everybody in quickly. Get in. Get in quick!
Guts. Check. Flaps.
Check.
Engine. Check. Garvey make.
Check.
Mort, the lemur, tries to board the plane.
That's got to be the second biggest slingshot I've ever seen. But it's gonna have to do.
Attention, this is your captain speaking.
In the event of a water emergency, place the vest over your head, then kiss your goodbye.
New York City, here we come, baby!
Pray to your personal god this hunk of junk flies.
Personal god hunk?
What?
We are gophers.
In case of a loss in cabin pressure, place the mask over your face to hide your terrified expression from the other passengers.
Excuse me, miss, but aren't these supposed to be attached to my seat?
No, sir.
Okay, boys, launch!
A stone guillotine blade drops, slicing through the final set of vines. The aeroplane shoots forward on the slingshot and tail spins down towards the forest below. The lemurs watch with concern. Then the plane flies up out of the trees and towards the horizon. The plane flies onwards towards the setting sun, but is soon surrounded by leaden grey skies and thunderous clouds. A flash of lightning wakes Alex. He looks out of his window and sees more chewing wires and a small fire raging on the plane's left wing.
Ah! Gremlin!
Oh. Hey, Mort.
Hey, somebody's dreaming, huh?
I think I just saw Mort on the wing of the plane.
You got Madagascar on the brain.
It was incredible, wasn't it?
Yeah,
I think it'll seem much more fun the further away we get from
it. Like when you bit me on the butt?
I'm gonna take that thing you're holding on to, and I'm gonna use it on stage. It's all part of my little actor's salad bar of emotional tidbits.
Now, are the butts next to the croutons at the salad bar?
You don't need to be sarcastic,
hey,
Marty.
Hey, guys, you know, I was thinking, when we get back, I might just sign up for the breeding program.
Breeding program?
I think we all reach a point in our lives when we want to meet somebody, you know, settle down, have a relationship.
Yeah. I can see that.
It's premature.
Like, dating?
Yeah, dating.
Other guys?
What do you mean, other guys?
They stare at Melman.
Darn it! What is holding up that beverage service? I'm gonna go check.
Oh, yeah, y'all keep talking. I'm gonna catch a few winks.
Did you see that? That's so funny. Oh, I like laughing. It's such a nice experience to laugh.
Wow.
Sorry, do you mind going back? This is first class. It's nothing personal. It's just that we're better than you. Hey, Maurice, I'm open. Hit me.
Is that Vivaldi?
Hey, in-flight slave.
Can I help you, Mr. Mankiewicz?
Bring me my nuts on a silver platter.
We just wanted to check on the drinks we ordered.
So sorry. Been a little backed up.
I guess I'll go back to...
Hey, what happened to your body? You're freaking me out. Can you please go over there, please? Thank you very much. Whatever happened to the separation of the classes?
Yeah, I'm sure this whole democracy thing is just a fad.
We'll go out for pineapple, my little bubbly-headed boobly-boo.
Skipper, look. Analysis. It looks like a small incandescent bulb designed to indicate something out of the ordinary, like a malfunction.
I find it pretty and somewhat hypnotic.
That too, sir. Right. Rico, manual. Mm-hmm.
Problemo solved.
Sir, we may be out of fuel.
What makes you think that?
We've lost engine one. And engine two is no longer on fire.
Buckle up, boys. Don't look, doll. This might get hairy. Attention! This is your captain speaking. I've got good news and bad news. The good news is we'll be landing immediately. The bad news is we're crash landing. When it comes to air travel, we know you have no choice whatsoever. But thanks again for choosing Air Penguin.
Chaos erupts on board as the plane plummets towards the ground, while in first class, King Julien's enjoying the zero gravity.
Raise your arms, Maurice. It's more fun when you raise your arms like this.
I can fly. This could be it, Marty. I just want you to know you are truly a one in a million friend.
Thanks, buddy. You're the best ever.
I know you won't mind when I tell you.
Come on, tell me anything. Tell me what.
I broke your iPod.
What?
The buttons were so small. It made me mad.
The horror.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to kill you.
There's an accident.
I love you, Gloria. I always have.
Gloria's sleeping peacefully, complete with pink eye mask.
You love the beach or a good book or the beach.
As the plane's nose glows red from their rapid descent, in the cockpit, Skipper's standing cheerfully with his flipper around the hula doll on the dashboard.
My goodness, doll, you're shaking like a leaf. Rico, you've had your fun. Pull up. Gear down. Gently now, you just want to kiss the ground. Just a little peck, a smooch, like you're kissing your sister. I said kiss it.
The plane makes a crash landing.
Now just a little break. Just a touch. A little whisper. I believe that's checkmate.
The body of the plane shoots off the end of a cliff, then drops.
Commence emergency landing procedure. Flaps up. Deploy.
Two red and white parachutes open, and the skeletal remainder of the plane drifts gently down, making a soft landing. Gloria removes her eye mask and looks around, blissfully unaware of the chaos that's unfolded.
Oh, we're here. What in the world?
What happened to the plane?
I'm okay.
What did y'all do to the plane?
I'm okay. I'm alive. See, I can't even sleep for a minute. And you know what? This is not JFK.
Kowalski.
I don't think.
Casualty report.
Only two passengers unaccounted for, Skipper.
That's a number I can live with. Good landing, boys.
Who says a penguin can't fly?
You see, I can't.
Hey, happy slappers. Is there some reason to celebrate? Look at the plane.
We'll fix it.
Fix it? How are you going to fix this?
Grit, spin, and a whole lot of duct tape. We should be up and running in, say, 6 to 9 months.
69 months?
No, 6 to 9 months.
Kowalski,
I say we use this setback to our advantage.
Where do you pull that number out of, huh?
I want you to reconfigure the
design.
That's
a great...
So start reconfiguring.
How do you estimate that?
You, pretty boy. Why don't you and your friends dig a latrine? Maybe find water.
Oh, hold on a second. Who made you king of the plane wreck?
Excuse me? Fine. You can be in charge. You fix the plane.
Who gives you the authority to put me in charge?
Okay, then. I'll remain in charge.
Yeah, that's right. You will remain in charge.
And you and your little hippie friends can stay out of our hair.
Correctamundo, because I decided to.
Good for you.
Yeah, well, guess what? This discussion isn't over.
Hire mammals. You stay with us. We could use your front cortexes and opposable thumbs.
Phil, I should wash your hands out with soap.
How in the... Hello? Are they going to fix this plane?
You know, grit and spit and spit. A lot of spit and grit and... stick-to-itiveness.
That don't sound too promising.
You're right. We're stuck here.
Hey, guys, as long as we're together, we'll be okay.
Yeah. But love ain't gonna get us home, guys.
Behold the lion!
Hey, it's people!
Okay, there's much to see. Moving on!
Wait, people!
Hey, people!
Alex chases after the tourist party's 4x4.
Hey, wait! If you stop, I'll autograph those!
I know you. It's the bad kitty.
Alex grabs Nana from the back of the vehicle, and they both start to fight on a dusty trail.
How do you like some of that?
They punch the living daylights out of each other. Then Alex pauses to spit out a tooth before punching Nana once more. She spits out her dentures. Marty, Gloria, and Melman are watching.
I'm in Tokyo!
Nana kicks Alex up the backside.
Right in the batteries!
You think an old lady can take care of herself? Next time I won't go so easy on you. Thank you, dear.
Moving on.
Are you out of your mind? We need their help. And you're harassing little old ladies?
Out of my mind? Ha! Who's out of my mind now?
See if you can get an operator.
No problem. What? Out of my mind. We're going home.
Nana's left her handbag behind. Alex uses her phone, but then soon joins the others who are staring at a spectacular view.
Message E4. The service user has roamed outside of the coverage area. Please try again later.
Oh, my... Whoa!
Am I tripping?
All those zebras. Like me! Wait a minute, where are we?
San Diego. This time, I'm 40% sure.
I know this place.
I think it's Africa.
Africa?
It's gotta be. Our ancestral crib. It's in our blood. I can feel it!
No, it's more than that. It's like... deja vu. Like I've been here before.
It's like roots!
No, it's like deja vu, like I've been here before.
How? Me, Alex. Me and me friends.
Fly.
In great metal bird.
Then
plummet!
Smash ground!
go boom!
Then, here, we emerge. We offer only happiness and good greetings.
Is he dancing about a plane crash?
Yeah, I thought. Sorry.
You mean you came from off the reserve?
Yeah, way off. From the Central Park Zoo, actually.
Zuba pushes his way past the elephants.
Don't strain yourself.
What's going on here? What's all this hubbub?
They say they're from off the reserve.
That's impossible. Only people come from off the reserve.
Look familiar. Do I know you from...
How could you possibly survive the hunters?
Hunters? We didn't see any hunters.
What are you looking at?
Me? Nothing.
This watering hole doesn't need any more mouths to feed. So just skedaddle back to wherever you came from.
Okay, well, is there maybe, like, a manager we could talk to?
Oh, I see. You're here to challenge me.
What? No.
Well, that's what it's starting to look like to me.
Zuba, wait.
Oh, go on, woman. Don't you see what I'm trying to take care of in this ear?
Zuba, hold on. Alake? Is that...
No, it's Alex. Ix. Like New York Knicks.
Zuba, look.
Oh, I've always had that. The vet checked it out. It's really, it's kind of a beauty spot, really.
A mark.
All right, this is a little weird.
Honey, he's come home.
What?
You come home.
Both Alex and Zuba share the same Africa-shaped mark on their right paw.
Son.
Recognition dawns on their faces.
Mom and dad.
I've got a mom and dad. My baby is alive. Dad.
My son is home.
Makunga.
Woo! Alake, yeah.
The prodigal son returns. This is perfect.
I thought you hated Zuba.
Oh, I do. I hate him. Oh, I do. And I'm going to use Alake. Yes, I'm going to use him to get rid of Zuba once and for all.
Giddy up, feathered horse.
Quick, wait. Move it out the way. Stand aside.
Yeah. It's a bit of a dump. Are you sure we're not in New Jersey? Hello, New Yorkers. Your new king is here. This called for a celebration. Maurice, I think they like me.
You got to love a non-hostile takeover.
From behind a chorus line of pink flamingos, King Julian leaps from stone to stone across a stretch of water. Marty.
Excuse me. I'm Marty. I'm kind of new around here.
Hey, Marty.
Hey. You're a good-looking group. You like to run?
Oh, yeah! Running is crack-a-lackin'!
That's right! Crack-a-lackin'! You guys are speaking my crack-a-lackin' language!
What? You don't have doctors here? Well, not anymore. Well, what if you catch a cold?
We go over to the dying holes, and we die.
Okay, you guys really need a doctor.
Hey, we have an opening.
Would you be interested?
Me? A doctor?
Gloria's at the watering hole.
It's raining men. Hallelujah. Y'all got it going on.
Now, how come you don't have a man in your life? You got worms? Oh, I been got rid of those. Listen, girls. Manhattan is short on two things, parking and hippos.
Hey, everybody. I just found out that my son is the doggone king. The king of New York.
Show me some of your moves, son. Come on. Don't be bashful.
All right. Oh, this one always knocks him dead.
The king is mad. The king is mad. Now, let's all welcome him back into the prime with open arms.
Marty.
Welcome to the herd, Marty.
Me?
In the herd? I've always wanted to be part of a herd. It's one for all
and all for all, y'all.
Woo-hoo! All right.
How do I look?
Technically, a traditional witch doctor has a bone through his nose.
Huh? Don't worry, it's just a clip-on.
Voila! He's a witch doctor!
Ah, my mother will be so happy.
back out. I think Motomoto likes you. Here he comes.
Motomoto the hippo steps out of the water hole. He pushes large rocks out of his way and treads on animals as he makes a beeline for Gloria, whose eyes widen as she notes his muscly body. The other female hippos slink away.
They think I'm funky.
Goodness, girl. You huge.
Who's your friend? Or is that your butt?
Girl, you as quick as you are after.
So, you're Motomoto.
The name's so nice, you say it twice.
I kinda like it, Fatso.
I'll see you around, girl. It won't be hard because you so plump and...
Alex is crowd surfing when one lion doesn't catch him.
Oops. I hate to be a party pooper, Zuba, but some of the other lions were wondering when you were going to banish your son.
What are you talking about, Makunga?
It's nothing, really. They're griping about how Alakane never went through the rite of passage, blah, blah, blah. So technically speaking, he can't be a member of the Pride. It's nonsense.
I had forgotten about the rite of passage.
What is it? What's this, rite of passage?
It's a traditional coming-of-age ceremony where young lions earn their manes by demonstrating their skills.
Sort of a show skill, talent show type of deal?
Yeah. Strutting their stuff.
Great, a performance. I think that's up my alley, guys. If it's tradition, I want to do it. Strut my stuff. Earn my mane. I want to be Alakai.
Alakai.
Alakai, even better.
We will hold the rite of passage first thing in the morning.
That's wonderful. Good luck, Alakai.
Where I come from, we say break a leg.
Oh, that's my boy.
Now, Alex is sitting at the watering hole with his friends, enjoying the view.
I'm a private dancer.
King Julien wanders through the long grass towards the large flat rock they're sitting on, swaying as he sings. Then he falls backwards, exhausted.
Beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's amazing! Guys, this is where we belong.
Operation Tourist Trap is a go.
Oh, I like that one. That's a good one.
It works on many levels, sir.
You guys are a bunch of suck-ups.
That too, sir.
Absolutely.
Hey, stations. Stage one, go.
Private hops onto the dusty trail and stands facing the tourist party's 4x4, which hits him. Sliding across the ground on his back, he then squirts tomato sauce on his tummy, cracks an egg over his head, and plays dead.
Oh, no! What have I done?
Come on. Take the bait.
What happened?
What's
going on?
Look at the poor little guy.
Is he dead?
Oh. Stage two. Go, go, go.
Skipper Kowalski and Rico deftly catapult themselves into the now empty 4x4.
I will give him the kiss of life.
Oh. Rico. Rico. Oh. Reverse. Yeah. Music!
No, stop! 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 Come back!
Oh. What is all this rock and roll racket?
Nana barrel rolls straight through the windscreen and hits the ground.
Is she dead?
No.
They drive into her at speed and knock her over, then race off in a cloud of dust.
You hoodlums!
Good heavens, are you okay?
Lady, I found your pocketbook.
Oh, my handbag. Such a good boy. Nana can't survive without it.
Wow, you are one tough cookie.
Brownies, Troop 416, Yonkers.
Okay, nobody panic. The best thing we can do is stay together. We wait for another tour jeep. It may take hours and it's getting dark, but...
Where are you going?
I'm not gonna stay out in the open and get attacked by more animals. I'm too old to die.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm going with her. Old lady, wait up!
Please, we need to stay together. Fine, we'll go that way.
Does anyone want a hard candy?
Ooh. Nighttime.
Easy now.
Watch your step. And this, right here. Okay, are you ready? This is where you always slept.
Oh, man! Wow.
Was this mine?
Dude, look at you. Look at him, honey.
Oh, my. Oh, this thing.
Look. Look. I remember this.
You remember?
Oh, a little harder than I...
You never step on the right end.
Fun.
You always step on the bottom end.
Is that me?
Mm-hmm. You had the cutest little paws.
A little bit of old paws.
You did that the day we lost you.
Mm, yeah.
Wow. I was so young. What happened to me?
Mm, it was all my fault. I turned my back for a minute and...
It was not your fault. Your father did everything he could. He tracked those hunters for weeks, far off the reserve.
Finally, I had to assume that the hunters... Well...
We thought they'd killed you.
But my son fought those hunters off, huh? Don't mess with the king of New York.
That's right.
Keep it chinning.
All right. You boys better be careful. Now watch out before you break something. You used to call this Foofy.
Foofy?
Foofy.
Mama, he doesn't want that thing.
It's my Foofy!
Zuba, you better give him his Foofy.
I mean, no. Thank you. It's perfect.
Well, son, you get your rest. You have a big day tomorrow. You're gonna need all your strength.
I am gonna bring the house down for you, Dad.
I hope so. Otherwise, your father will have to banish you.
Oh, geez, Mom, really?
I know you're gonna do us proud. You know why? You were born with it. Good night, Alligator. My boy. My own boy. My son's a king. My son's a king.
Alex's mom, Florrie, gazes tenderly at her son, then kisses the top of his head.
Good night, Mom.
Good night, Alike.
Turning around, he grabs his security blanket again.
Foofy!
Look, I have Foofy! My Foofy!
Foofy! My Foofy!
No sign of civilization. Everybody appears very tired. I think we're lost. Hey, Nana, do you even know where you're going?
No, but I'm going with a skip in my step and a smile on my face.
Sure, right, okay. Yeah, all right.
Ah! It's people. Where you come from?
How'd you get out here?
Can you help us? We're lost.
We're lost, too.
It was awful. A flash of black and white, and they were gone. They took the Jeep, everything.
That happened to our Jeep, too.
What are we gonna do?
How are we all gonna survive out here?
No food, no water, no shelter.
What are we gonna do?
You can let nature get the best of you, or you can get the best of nature. Gather round, children. We're New Yorkers, right?
Yeah.
We survive the concrete jungle.
Yeah, that's right.
When we need food, we hunt for a decent hot dog stand. Am I right?
She's right.
If we need shelter, we build skyscrapers.
Exactly.
If we need water, we build a dam.
Come on! We're New Yorkers, for crying out loud!
If we can make it there, we can make it anywhere!
The two groups of tourists gather around the campfire Nana's made. The next morning, a bedraggled Mort staggers out of the sea and up the beach.
I'm coming, King Julian!
A shark leaps out of the water and snaps at Mort, who scampers up the beach for the relative safety of the palm trees, but the shark carries on after him. Lots of 4x4s.
Skipper, we've all the parts we need, but we're slightly behind schedule.
How slightly?
6 to 9 years.
69 years?
No, 6 to 9 years.
Private, what happened to our thumbs?
Haven't seen them since yesterday, sir.
Darn you, Darwin!
Nobody goes AWOL on my watch. Private, you're coming with me. Rika, you're coming with me. Track him down and bring him in for court-martial.
That won't be necessary. We've recruited a few extra thumbs for you, Skipper.
Mason and Phil have gathered together a horde of fellow chimpanzees.
monkey's uncle.
Oh, I doubt that.
The chimpanzees start jumping up and down wildly.
Enough lollygagging. Now let's get to work. We'll divide into three groups. Group Alpha, you're in charge of sheet metal fabrication. Group Bronson, you'll handle assembly. Group George Rapard, you'll handle craft services. Any questions? Good. Now let's get to work.
The chimps swarm over the tourist vehicles. Skipper to Mason.
I'd like to kiss you, monkey man.
All right, but you're so darn ugly.
Mason kisses Skipper. Alex is applying war paint.
All right, so, little Cub Scouts, just remember a great dance performance comes from the heart. Just comes straight from the heart, you'll never go wrong.
Sure, mister.
Hey, I'm okay. I just happened to walk by. I thought I'd wish you luck. You're not nervous, are you?
Nah, it's my thing, you know? It's kind of what I do.
In my opinion, the key to this whole thing is choosing the right competitor.
Oh, you mean like this is like a dance battle sort of thing? Like a dance-off?
Sure.
Great, love that. Freestyle, put your moves out. Who do you think would be a good match for me? You know, just to keep things interesting.
Ooh, well, I wish I could help, but that's strictly against our ancient tradition and all that we hold sacred. But if it was me out there, I'd choose Tsetse.
Tsetse, okay. Sounds interesting. Makunga, right? Thank you.
Anything for Zuba's boy. Go get him, Tiger.
Shake it out. A 5, 6, 7, 8. Let's do this.
The rest of the pride are sitting on the stone shelves of a natural amphitheater, waving their arms in the air as Alex dances his way to the middle along with three much smaller lion cubs. Zuba strikes a hollow tortoise shell.
Let us begin the rite of passage ceremony.
Come on, baby! Make Mama proud!
Now, woman, I'm trying to take care of business.
On it, Mom!
Here. So who will be the first participant?
Me! Oh, me! Me! Me!
How about
me,
you?
Me, please.
The tall,
please.
Handsome one, right there, yeah. Choose your opponent.
Let me see. I guess I'll pick... Tsetse?
Tsetse? Why did he pick Tsetse?
Oh, that's my boy. He got some gumption there. Somebody wake him up. Wake him up.
A lion throws a rock on Tsetse's head. The large, aggressive lion gets up, flicks out his claws and tenses his muscles, which pop into definition.
All right, so, Tsetse, come on. Let's do this, huh?
Come on, Tsetse fly. Little Tsetse fly, come on, let's see your stuff.
Bring it.
Let's dance.
Okay, but it's only fair to warn you that I am a protege of Fosse and Robbins.
Not dance, dance, fight!
Ooh, dance, fight.
You got it.
Alex starts to dance around in a carefree, musical-style manner.
Is he dancing?
What is he doing?
But I know that boy is not dancing.
This is even better than I thought.
Okay, turn around!
No, no, Pop! It's Pop, shuffle, ball change, hip swish, turn around.
Tsetse launches himself at Alex, sending him crashing into a rock head first and splitting it in two.
Oh, no!
Alex, hey! Are you hurt?
Oh, yeah, I am.
Oh!
Did I win?
Oh, no, son. How could this happen?
You told us you were a king, and a king does not get beat.
Well, I am a king. I'm the king of New York. It's my stage name. I'm like, for when I perform.
Perform?
Oh, no, this is horrible. Alakay has failed the test. Who would have ever imagined that today Zuba would have to banish his own son?
Zuba, no.
Zuba, yes.
Sadly, the Alpha Lion must cast out all failures.
Sporting a black eye, Alex gazes up at his father, who stands in front of him, clearly torn over the impending decision.
Then I'm no longer the Alpha Lion.
Dad, what are you doing? Dad, no! You can't do this!
Who could possibly take Zuba's place? Anyone? Someone? No one?
Hey!
Oh, sir! I guess not. Well, This is all very awkward, but I suppose I could carry this tremendous burden. TC! Get the hat. As your new leader, I hereby banish Alakay. He shall wear this hat of shame and leave the watering hole for 1,000 years or life! Whichever comes last.
Come on, Shoo, get out of here!
You should have told us, son. You should have told us that you weren't a real king.
You never told me I'd have to fight anybody.
What did you expect, son?
I don't know, maybe a little fatherly advice. Like, hey, son, it's a fight!
You're a lion, aren't you?
But I've never fought another lion in my life.
No, I guess not. You dance.
And other stuff. The point is, your pal Makunga set me up back there. I mean, none of this would have happened.
If you were a real lion.
Zuba!
Yeah, I said it.
A real lion. Thanks.
Alex turns away.
Thanks a lot.
Still wearing the hat of shame, Alex walks off into the wilderness. Melman's with his fellow giraffes.
Saw. Suture. Swab. You're in my light, Stephen.
Ooh, say, you've got a brown spot there on your shoulder.
Yes, that's very observant of you, Stephen. As you can see, I'm covered in brown spots. Okay, that bone will be good as new in a few weeks.
So I don't have to pick out a dying hole?
No, Timo, you've got your whole life ahead of you.
Really?
Go out there and grab it by the horns.
Thank you, Dr. Makowitz.
Break a leg. Sweet kid.
this spot looks like witch doctor's disease.
Witch doctor's disease? That's the most ridiculous disease I've ever heard of, Stephen. Whoa!
Don't ask.
Someone's been naughty. Okay, this won't hurt a bit.
Joe, our last witch doctor, he had a spot just like that.
Mm-hmm. And?
Monday, Joe. Wednesday, no Joe.
Wednesday, no Joe.
Oh, I can breathe. Thanks, Doc.
So this witch doctor's disease is a real thing?
You'll find a cure. Hey, you've got at least 48 hours.
But I've never even heard of it. What? I mean, I don't have any penicillin. I'm gonna need a CAT scan just to get started.
We'll have a lion look you over. They'd be happy to.
Marty spits water into the air, then catches it again in his mouth. He finishes by spraying his fellow zebras with it.
Oh! Ta-da! That guy's got talent.
Tremendous! Tremendous! Unbelievable!
Bet you haven't seen that one before. Knocked him dead in New York. Hey, let's all give it a try.
Yeah, let's do it.
Well, hey, try all you want to, but it's going to take years of practice. And you're never going to quite get a tight stream until you build up your lip muscles to the point where you can perch your lips like this. You got it?
The zebras all take a drink from the watering hole, then copy Marty's moves exactly. A torrent of water from the herd hits him full force, knocking him over.
You guys got it right out the box.
If you can do it,
we can do it.
It's in our blood.
I always thought I was a little bit unique.
We are unique.
Hey, we are like a force of nature.
A million points of light.
And dark stripes.
Exactly the same.
Exactly the same.
Looks impressive, Kowalski, but would fly.
Yes, if we fold it here, here, and here. Nice.
Near the plane are a number of 4x4s all hijacked by the penguins for their plan to rebuild the plane, which is also in the yard.
Oh, man. My dad thinks I'm a total loser. I've ruined my parents' lives.
That is definitely not crack-a-lackin'.
It is lacking in the crackin', my friend. I've got to fix this.
So, there's, there's something I gotta tell you.
Hey, guys! Is this place great or what?
I'd go with or what.
Oh, well, I tell you what. You're not gonna believe it, but... I got a date with Moto Moto.
Who's Moto Moto?
Oh, he's so big and handsome and big. You know what Moto Moto means?
Twins?
It means hot, hot.
Hot, hot?
Okay. When did you start parlaying African?
It is in my blood.
Well, don't worry. You can flirt around with Mr. Hot Pants after I'm gone.
What's the deal, Melman? Why am I the parade and you're the rain?
Why do you have to drive your parade under my rain?
Maybe I'll just parade myself in another part of town.
Whoa.
Fine by me. By the way, guys. Main Street's mine.
Well, you can have your old stinking Main Street.
And you can take your hottie tot float and your Mr.
Whoa,
hottie
tot float.
Moto
what?
Moto Junior
what are you talking
College.
About?
What are we talking
downtown
about? Why don't you just tell her?
You tell what? Tell her. What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about.
So I guess I'll go then.
You know what? Don't
well,
bother.
Well, don't get up on my account.
No, no, no. Melman. Gloria.
Hey, I thought you guys were friends.
Come on, guys. Marty's absolutely right.
Marty?
Marty? Marty?
What the heck is going on?
You're not... Oh, he was... No, I thought he... You're not him. He's... Oh.
You thought that guy was me?
No, no. No, I mean, yes, yes, you do, guys, come
you
on.
You thought I was him?
You guys do kind of look a little, a lot, you look a lot alike. Marty, you look a lot alike, come on. You laugh alike, you talk alike, he has the same sort of speech pattern. I mean, it's a little weird, really. You guys are, I mean, come on, Marty.
So, you're saying there's nothing unique about me? I'm just like any other zebra.
No, of course you're different.
How?
Okay, okay, I can't tell you apart. Maybe you could wear a bell or something? I don't know.
A bell?
Okay, not a bell. No, bell's a bad
no,
idea.
No, no, no. How about a t-shirt that says, I went stupid! I'm not stupid! Not you stupid! Him stupid!
You know what? While you've been off doing the prancing pony with your new posse, I've been having pretty much the worst day of my life, okay?
It's always about you, isn't it?
My problems are just a little bit bigger than yours, Marty. All right, I couldn't tell you apart. So what? Yeah, fine. Run away, Marty. Run away! That's what you do best, just like back in New York!
I'm right here, but you can't tell that, right? Your one of a million friend hopes you enjoy your bigger than anyone else's problems alone!
Good! Leave! I don't need you to help me solve my problems! You know what? You're a dime a dozen! I can't tell which one's Marty! Oh, which one's Marty? Wait a minute, wait a minute! Oh yeah, I don't care!
Nice hat, you show off!
The Hat of Shame is an elaborate fruit bowl hat.
Marty, don't go.
Giddy up, giddy up!
Maurice and King Julian are riding emus.
Look, come on! Here's the perfect spot for my summer palace. So please, fill in all these holes and relocate the riffraff. Oh, who would leave a perfectly good head lying around?
What a waste!
Tell me about it. I'm in my prime here. I'm terminal, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, probably only have another 2 days left to live.
Ah, yeah, that's a bummer, man.
Oh, if I, King Julian, that's my name, only had 2 days left to live, I would do all the things I've ever dreamed of doing.
Like what?
I would love to become a professional whistler. I'm pretty amazing at it now, but I want to get, like, even better and make my living out of it. You know what else I would do? I would invade a neighboring country and impose my own ideology, even if they didn't want it.
Easy for you to say. You're a king.
Yes, and you are only just a sad little head. But there must be something you want to do before you die.
Well, there is this one thing.
What is it? Tell me.
No, I couldn't. I mean...
What is it?
You know, I just never really had the guts to tell Gloria how
what
I feel
it?
About her. How I
please tell
I never
me.
Really had the guts to tell Gloria how I feel about her. How I've always felt about her.
Fine, don't tell me. Oh!
Is it a woman? Oh, you didn't tell me. We're talking about a woman.
What are you afraid of? You're a dead man anyway. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Well, you're gonna march right up to this woman, right? You look her right in the eye. You lean forward, right? Just a little, almost all the way. Then you let her, like, lean forward just another little bit until you're just a lip's distance away from each other. And then you just tell her how much you hate her.
Actually, it's more like love her.
Oh, you sly dog! Woof, woof! You are a real player, you know that? Now listen to me. You gotta rise up. You hearing me?
Yeah. I don't think you hear it.
I can't hear you.
Yeah.
Good. You're gonna rise.
Rising up.
Yeah.
You're gonna get out of that
home.
I'm rising up out of the ground.
He's rising, Maurice.
I'm rising, Maurice.
Rising. You're going to go right up to this woman.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
Yeah.
You're going to go right up to her face.
Tell the truth. You're going to tell it.
And then you're going to say, baby, I'll dig you.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it.
I love that happy little head.
Motomoto is standing in a pool, plucking petals from a flower.
She loves me. She loves my eyes. She loves me. She loves my thighs. She loves my roundness. She loves that I'm chunky. She loves that I'm plumpy. She loves my heftiness. She loves my zestiness. She loves me restlessly. She loves me forever. She loves me because she loves me.
Motomoto, before things get too serious, well, I was wondering if I were to, for example, stay here, I'd like to ask you...
Let your candy lips be the messages to my ear canal.
Well, I don't know. I have so many questions.
Well, I promise the answer will always be yes, unless no is required.
Okay, so what is it about me that you find so interesting?
Well, you are the most plumpinest girl I've ever met.
Okay, other than that.
Let's see. Yeah, well, you know, you chunky.
Right.
My gosh, girl, you huge.
You said that.
Yeah, that's right. We don't have to talk no more.
Gloria! Gloria?
Melman. Melman, I want you to meet Motomoto.
Ah, Motomoto. Yeah, nice to meet you. Well, I guess
It's okay, Melman. Apology accepted.
Oh, yeah, right, yes. That's why I... Good. Woo! Okay. That's it then.
You're good. We kind of busy here, man.
No. No, that's not it. Listen, Mototo, you better treat this lady like a queen. Because you, my friend, you found yourself the perfect woman. If I was ever so lucky to find the perfect woman, I would give her flowers every day. And not just any flowers, okay? Her favorites are orchids, white, and breakfast in bed. 6 loaves of wheat toast with butter on both sides, no crust, the way she likes it. I'd be her shoulder to cry on and her best friend. And I'd spend every day trying to think of how to make her laugh. She has the most amazing laugh. I mean, that's what I would do if I were you. But I'm not, so you do it.
What?
That was beautiful.
Anyways, where were we?
I'm huge.
Surprised to see me, Makunga? Well, I'm here to set things straight. Like a real lion. Is this real enough for you? And how about this? This is for setting me up. This is for stealing my dad's job! This is for humiliating my family and making me look like a fool!
A swarm of brightly colored birds fly out of a ball-like nest that Alex has been using as a punch bag, and they attack the young lion.
Had enough? Sure, fly away! Coward.
Alex joins the animals at the watering hole, which is now empty, apart from a lone fish at the bottom, gasping for air.
The water! It's gone!
Oh, no! The watering hole has never gone dry before!
We're gonna need a lot more dyeing holes!
How did this happen?
Out of my way! What is going on here?
The watering hole's dried up. There's barely enough water for one of us.
Yes, good observation, Shirley.
I'm Bobby.
Makunga, what do we do?
Quiet! For all of us. Listen up! I'm afraid there is only one solution to this horrible crisis.
We'll all have to fight for it.
Fight for it?
Fight for it?
That's crazy. Well, that's not fair. You'd win.
Exactly, Shirley.
I'm fine.
Sorry, folks, but life isn't fair. I'm in charge now, thanks to Alakay, the dancing lion.
Please, Makunga. This is the only water on the reserve.
If you're thirsty, you'll have to look for water off the reserve.
No one leaves a reserve and survives.
I left the reserve. And survived.
I could do something about this. Looks like a clogged pipe. Like we get in New York all the time. I'll just travel upriver and...
Upriver?
Off the reserve?
You?
Yeah, me. I'll unclog the pipe and bring back your water.
Great. I'd help you pack, but by the looks of that hat, I see you're all set.
Yeah, fine. Go ahead. Laugh. Laugh your mane off. I'm gonna prove you wrong.
Maybe you should try a little rain dance. Ba-da-ba-da-ba. Ba-na-na-na-na.
Zuba would know what to do. Where's Zuba?
You don't care about us.
Zuba should be in charge, not you.
Where's Zuba?
All right, fine. As an added measure, I will consult with Zuba.
Alex looks around as he leaves the watering hole.
Marty?
He's surrounded by the herd of zebras, who all look exactly like Marty.
Hey, Marty!
He searches his way through the enormous herd.
Marty? Marty!
Where did you get such a fruity hat?
Excuse me! Excuse me. Hi. Is Marty in there?
Marty!
Has anyone seen Marty?
All right. Well, if you see him, tell him his friend Alex came to say goodbye.
Goodbye?
Goodbye?
Don't go. Where are you going?
Can we come?
No. This is something I have to do alone.
Standing next to a bullet hole ridden sign that reads, Animal Reserve, no hunting. Alex looks beyond it, towards the forest.
What are you doing? They're
going to get you.
Hunters are out there. The hunters are everywhere. The people are going to get you.
Did you leave the hat?
Marty, look. I know you're in there. And before I go, I got something I want to say. You've been a great friend. You've helped me so often to see the bright side of my problems that I never think of you as having any. I wasn't there for you when you needed me. Just like back at the zoo. What kind of friend does that make me? Pretty lousy friend, I guess. Well, I just want you to know that I... You're one in a million.
This is just touching. It is touching.
So could you please turn around so I can tell you that to your face? That's right. Gotcha. I see you in there. Yeah, yeah, you. That's right, you. Right there. 12th row, 203rd from the left. That's you, Marty. I know it's you. You know what makes you special? These guys. They're white with black stripes. You're black with white stripes. You're a dreamer, Marty. Always have been. You have great taste in music and horrible taste in friends. Well, not Melman and Gloria, but me.
Okay, I'm in.
No, Marty. You can't come with me.
I don't believe you have a choice.
Alex is moved by Marty's words. Together, they head towards the forest. Back on the reserve, Gloria's looking down a hole leading deep below the ground.
Any water?
No, just more diamonds and gold.
She adds the jewels and gold nuggets to a large pile.
Okay, don't give up hope.
Listen up. I will help you. There's only one way to get your precious water. I, your beloved King Julian, must simply make a small sacrifice to my good friends, the water gods, in the volcano.
What does that do?
What does that do? Excellent question. My sacrifice goes in the volcano, then the friendly gods eat up my sacrifice. Very nice. Thank you for the sacrifice.
Please have another sacrifice. No, I've had enough for the day. Listen, I'm going to be very insulted unless you have another.
I don't want another sacrifice, okay?
Look at you. You look skinny.
No, I think I've had enough. Is that clear? The gods eat the sacrifice. They are grateful. They give me some of their water. And then I give it to you.
What?
Does it work?
No. I mean, yes. Well, Maurice?
Yeah, it's 50-50.
Yeah,
well,
you did it!
Excellent!
Now, all I need is someone who'd like to go in the volcano and get eaten by gods. Any hands? Hands, anybody? Okay, I need someone, perhaps, who has never found love. Who could look death straight in the eyeball. A real, genuine hero.
I'll do it.
Melman?
Melman's quickly grabbed by poor lions and carted off towards the mountain volcano.
Hurry up, before we all come to our senses.
Melman, what is wrong with you?
I'm dying anyways. If there's a chance it will get you water, it'll be worth it.
Are you nuts?
Gloria, I just want you to know, back at the zoo, it was never the doctors or the prescriptions that kept me going. It was always you. Seeing you every day, that's what kept me going.
Gloria's completely shocked.
Melman, wait!
The reserve's animals stream in the direction of the smoking volcano. Flory to Zuba.
You gonna mope around like this all day? Don't hit me. Listen, Zuba. A miracle happened. Our son has come back to us. How come that is not good enough for you?
What are you saying, woman?
We lost him once, Zuba. Let's not lose him again.
At a distance, Makunga's watching with satisfaction. Then he runs towards Zuba and Flory.
Zuba!
Zuba!
Get out of here!
What do you want, Makunga?
It's awful. The watering hole is dried up.
Dried up? That's impossible.
There's nothing left.
Well, you're the alpha lion, Makunga. What are you gonna do about it?
Your son, Alakay, he said he could fix it. He's gone upriver.
Off the reserve?
No.
I tried to stop him. I told him it was suicide, but he was determined to prove himself to you.
You stay here in case he comes back.
Hurry, Zuba!
Makunga's smirking.
I'm so parched.
Now, Alex and Marty are inside the darkened forest.
Is this place starting to freak you out? We'll slip in, find the problem. Hunters will never know we were here.
Why are we doing this?
Look, Marty, maybe my dad will think I'm... I just want to show him I'm a real lion.
As opposed to a chocolate lion.
Shh! I know this might sound hard to believe, but apparently, lions don't dance.
What?
Shh! At least as far as my dad is concerned.
As far as the people are concerned, you're a huge hit.
That was New York. This is Africa. It's a much tougher crowd. Marty, this is it.
Shh!
This is the clock.
Shh.
Come on.
Whoa!
They climb up a dam made of tree trunks.
Well, here's the water.
Marty, stay down. Look at that.
Now,
it's her.
Is this right?
Oh, very good.
Oh, Nana, slow down there.
Oh, you're a little tangled, aren't you?
They climb back down again.
We need dynamite. Do you have any dynamite?
Oh, snap! I just used my last stick this morning.
The tourists from New York continue to throw spears at Alex and Marty as they flee away along the forest, dried up riverbed.
Squid!
No! You come back! Octopus! Octopus!
Alex!
Run, Marty!
Come on, I can't leave you here!
Go get help! Squiggly squid maneuver! Go! Go! Squiggly squid!
Alex is hanging upside down in a snare trap. At the volcano...
Okay.
Melman, standing on a long, thin, rocky platform that juts out over the heart of the volcano, a mass of fiery liquid lava.
Okay, here we go. Okay.
The animals are watching.
Here we go.
What's all the hoopla about?
Joe?
Joe the witch doctor? We thought you were dead.
So did I. Then I realize I'm covered in brown spots.
So, Melman's not dying!
Melman's not dying!
Wait, please, excuse me! Melman! Move out! Don't do this! Julian, stop this! This is crazy!
Oh, suddenly throwing a giraffe into a volcano to make water is crazy!
Yes!
barrier trips over, causing a crack to snake along the platform towards Melman. As the rock falls away, Melman desperately runs along the crumbling platform. Gloria leaps forward and grabs her friend's horns, saving him from falling into the glowing lake far below.
You can't do this, Melman.
First of all, it hurts. Second of all, I've only got 18 hours to live anyway.
Melman, I gotta know. Did you really mean all those things you said about me?
Of course I did.
It's crazy.
It is?
It's crazy to think I had to go halfway around the world to find out that the perfect guy for me lived right next door.
Then I guess it's you and me, neighbor. You and me for the next 18 hours.
I'll take whatever you got.
They share a moment.
Maurice, what just happened?
I believe the fat lady has some.
Hey, what's going on here?
Marty!
Hey, listen up. Alex is in big trouble. We got to get up river fast.
What about the plane?
Perfect, come on!
The plane won't be fixed until the chutes meet our demands. Now, about maternity leave.
Maternity leave? You're all males.
Look, we need that plane for a rescue mission.
Well, there's nothing I can do until we bust up this union.
I'm gonna get the busting up all of you if you don't get this plane going.
Can't you see these commies have my hands tied here? No maternity leave.
Maybe a certain someone wouldn't want these blowing around on the savannah.
Photographs of Skipper cozying up to the hula doll from the plane.
All right, you get your maternity leave.
Finally!
The plane has been rebuilt.
Where are we headed? What's going on? Where are we going? Oh, no, please! No, you're not going to put me there! No! This is wrong!
You see? You are survivors! Now, how about a nice lion castle?
You can't eat a lion!
Don't worry, it tastes like chicken.
No! Don't listen to her! She's out of her mind, people!
Hey!
I'm from New York City, too!
It's me, Alex the Lion, from Central Park!
Alex is tied to a spit, turning over a roaring fire.
What were you thinking, son? You got no business being out here!
This is it. I want you to stay behind me.
No, Dad, they're New Yorkers. They're just rude and frightened people.
Stay back!
You're gonna let your dinner get away?
The tourist guide's pointing a shotgun at Zuba.
What are you doing, son?
The only thing I know how to do.
One of the tourists starts to film Alex as he dances and body pops around the campfire with style and grace.
Hey, you know those moves, Alex?
Check it out, I'm out of tune, my pain.
It is Alex! Only one lion can move like that!
Zuba looks on in complete amazement.
He's beautiful!
I can't believe it!
Having won over the crowd, Alex backflips in slow motion.
How does he do that?
Zuba starts to smile as his son lands in front of the fire, then starts moving his shoulders and gyrating his hips. Zuba moves over to join Alex, copying his moves.
Dad, what are you doing?
I'm dancing with my son!
I think.
Don't think, Dad, feel! I'm feeling it.
Leaping up high into the air, they twirl around and around. Zuba falls flat on his face, but Alex lands expertly on his hind legs. The crowd drop their spears and applaud, while the lions both take a bow. Even Nana looks impressed.
Oh, that was beautiful. Now let's eat.
Dad, look out! What the?
Alex! Get it!
She's got a gun! Let's get out while we can!
What?
She's got a gun! Let's get out while we can! Pass it on!
He said, let's have some fun and take out the dam. That's it, Hal.
Skipper!
Alex wants to take out the dam!
All right.
But it's his funeral.
What?
On to port.
Aye, Skippy!
Alex and Zuba are in a metal makeshift rescue basket.
Come back! That's my dinner!
Volsky, full throttle. Music!
Oh, I like this song.
It never gets old.
It does have a catchy hook.
Come about, bring her in low. Hold on to your skirts. It's dam busting time. There's got to be another way! Pass it on!
They say no pull up. Kill us. There's no other way. Pass it out.
Are you sure?
And there is no sacrifice greater than someone else. No! Medic!
The bullet took the doll's head off.
Ramming speed!
Nana's on the dam.
Bring it on!
The metal basket breaks the dam at the volcano.
I don't know why the sacrifice didn't work. The science seemed so solid. I'd jump right in that volcano if I wasn't so good at whistling.
They turn around to find Mort.
Oh! It's you! I found you!
Mort?
The shark still behind him. It snaps its way along the platform and over the edge into the volcano below.
Oh, I wonder if the gods like seafood.
Let's go find out. Look, Marith.
That was quick.
I did it! Okay, you did it!
At the dry and dusty watering hole, the animals are lying on the ground, weak with thirst, when a thunderous sound attracts their attention. They stand up and watch the water flowing down a channel towards them. Alex and Zuba float in, standing on the metal basket. Father and son float across the now full watering hole, waving to the animals. Flory appears.
Zuba! I'm okay! You're back! I'm so glad you're safe!
Out of my way!
Well. You know, Zuba, if I remember correctly, you quit the Pride, and you were kicked out. So don't think for an instant that this changes anything.
You're right. In fact, we humbly present you with this token of appreciation. It's a man bag. Very popular where I come from.
I don't know what to say.
You can still be tough and carry your stuff.
Why? Does the strap adjust? Yes. I think this would go very nicely for me when I go out hiking. But I'm afraid you're still banished.
We figured you'd say that.
My handbag! You bad kitty!
Nana beats up Makunga, then drags him away by his ear. Zuba picks up the ceremonial staff of authority, the scepter, and hands it to Alex.
You deserve this, son. Welcome to the Pride.
Alex smiles at his father.
Thanks, Dad. But this belongs to you.
No, sir. To us.
They hold up the scepter between them.
I, sir, the King of New York!
Now, in the shade of a tree, Zuba and Flory are standing in front of Gloria, Melman, Marty, and Alex.
Love transcends all differences. And we are gathered here today to celebrate such a love. Do you take each other, for better or for worse?
For better, please.
Yay! What a beautiful, weird couple!
Yeah! That's not gonna last. Woo!
Oh, can I kiss the bride, Skipper?
No. Music! Strut.
Check.
Flat.
Check.
Diamonds and gold.
Check.
Gonna miss you!
See you later!
We'll be back after the honeymoon in Monte Carlo. Or whenever the gold runs out.
Take care, yourself!
I'm back soon!
Hey, you know, Mom, let them take their time.
New York isn't going anywhere. Right, guys?
Yeah, you're right about that. Hey!
Well, as long as I'm with her, and you two, I don't care where we are. She has the most amazing laugh.
Love has no boundaries.
Well, looks like you're stuck with us for a while.
Dad?
What's wrong? I just thought we could hang out a bit and...
Oh, you got me.
I got you, son.
You got me with my... You did my thing. You brought it back around on me. I love it.
Come on. I got you, son.
Old man's not too bad, eh, Marty?
Marty? Who's Marty?
Come on.
I don't know no Marty. Don't call me Marty.
You can't fool me.
I don't see no Marty. Ain't no Marty here.
Marty, I can look into your eyes, and I know it's you.
See, I've been traveling.
Hey, shake the hot thing. Shake the hot thing. Shake him. Shake him. Shake him. Shake him.
I like the moving, moving. I like the moving, moving. I like the moving, moving. We like the
moving.
Party hard, just like it's Mardi Gras, cause that's what life is for. Yeah. And we don't party hardly, no. We just party hard.
Move it.